I keep a tidy kitchen for the working software engineer, where every runtime's labeled so the shell can find it bright and clear. I pin the Node and Python, Rust and Go all reproducibly, then place them in the path so every shell behaves predictably. I rid the me's doctomal and respect the team's intention there. I make the CI match the laptop, terminal and everywhere. No sauce-spilled ceremony when a plain old binary will do. The work remains ergonomic, repeatable and practical. In short, it's Nix for people who have actual work to do now. No wrestling stupid flakes to make a shell that simply starts for you. The laptop and the CI both become interoperable. It's mise en place for dev machines, precise and operational. With 8K at the doorway, all my hooks are quite dependable, and Orb can make the Node work feel suspiciously delectable. With FNOX I keep the secrets out of all dot files accidental, and Pitchfork keeps the demons running steady, quite instrumental. They form a tidy lineup for a workflow quite methodical, where every command line detail turns conveniently practical. The hooks, the packages, the secrets, processes, and all of them are tidied up by me's before I think to make a call of them. In short, it's Nix for people who have actual work to do now. No wrestling stupid flakes to make a shell that simply starts for you. The laptop and the CI both become interoperable. It's mise en place for dev machines, precise and operational. With Aqua I fetch builds where checksums all are verifiable. With provenance and policies, the pathway is auditable. I ask the proper backend for the answer that's most suitable, then lock a concrete version so the build remains repeatable. From work trees into CI, every step remains operational. Exactly what you'd hope for from any dev tool professional. So raise a tidy terminal with every tool addressable, and start the whole production with the workspace quite impeccable.